Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
This is very exciting. Today we are getting the chance to talk to Brooke. Well, she played Brooke. She was, you know, the varsity volleyball head coach, super volleyball player. We are so excited to welcome Alex Wilson to our podcast. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
It's only been like 30 years.
Yeah, just a blink of an eye.
Right? It really is.
It's so fun catching up with people from this show, and we're really glad to have you. It's just me today Amy, but we're so excited to talk to you.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Wait, first, where are you? Where are you in
I'm
LA?
In Pasadena.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, where? Well, I guess you can't really say.
Well, you want my address?
Yeah. What street?
Don't you love Pasadena, though?
Oh, I love it. I was born here.
You were born here. That's right. Yeah. Wait, were you ever a rose queen?
No, I didn't grow up here.
Oh, okay.
But I was born here, and I moved to Virginia when I was 5.
Where in Virginia?
Fairfax.
Oh, my gosh. My husband's from Virginia. This is getting
is
weird.
Where?
Virginia Beach.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So you play Brooke, obviously, yeah. You know that, yeah. But our listeners, she played Brooke, and you were in 3 episodes of the summer episodes.
Yes. Seems like much more. That's weird. It seemed like you were really prominent. I was going to say like 8 episodes.
Wow. Well, that would have been nice. I don't know. They can't keep the racist around for 8 episodes, don't you think?
You said
I'm so glad.
She broke the ice. Okay, good. Wait, okay. First, walk us through. How did you get the role of Brooke?
Well, I auditioned, obviously, for Aaron. And I remember walking into the room of the producers, because I remember when I got the script, I was like, this is my part. I want this part. And I said, I really think that everybody has a little racism in them because of their conditioning and their culture. And I want to play this part. So when I walked into the room, I went, I'm here. I've already had Luke because I worked with him on Loving. And now I want Jason. And then I told them that I said, I feel everyone has a little bit of this in them. And I think it's really, really an important storyline to tell.
I like it that she was like, I want Jason now. Very, yeah. Assertive of you. I love that.
I know, wasn't it? Well, I already had Luke, so I didn't really have Luke. I worked with Luke. That, what I really
that
mean
is
to say.
So fascinating to me, because I wondered if, because in the first episode, she's much more likable and we don't see any of that yet. So
just
that
a
is
a little
so,
bit.
Yeah, it's so interesting to me. You did know the trajectory of the character right from go.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Because it was an arc.
Wow.
Because I was gonna get dumped at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So because yeah, as the audience,
we wanted you to leave.
Oh yeah.
As the audience, we were like, she can't stay.
They
were
still hate me today.
We were real done with
you. People, wait. Okay. So do people still associate you with racist Brooke?
Well, not me, because I haven't been working for a very long time. I've been raising my family, and when I went on Pete's show,
Show,
he said that a lot of the fans were like, "Why are you having her on? She's a racist."
You're like, I'm not really a racist. I just play one on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
It was interesting.
TV too.
It was so ahead of its time, the show in general. And it was a little in our face, I would say, your storyline, but really, really ahead of its time and an important conversation.
I agree.
But what a tough character to play, because like the show was so massive. I can imagine that you must have really had trouble when people watched it, when they saw you on the street.
Well, that's so funny that everyone says that to me. I'm a chameleon, basically, so I didn't get recognized very often. And I also, right after I did that arc on 90210, Aaron Spelling, one of my favorite people in the world, hired me for another job. So I moved directly to Canada like the week after I finished, I wrapped 90210.
Oh, that's awesome.
What was that job?
It was called Roundtable. It was a short-lived series. Roxanne Biggs, Stacey Hyduk. It was really, really fun. I played a sociopath. It was one of the best auditions I ever had. And it was always for Aaron. He, I don't know. He always brought the best out of me.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Yeah.
We hear that a lot. He was such a great producer. Yeah.
And very funny. And
generous of his time.
To walk into a room and have everyone be warm and kind to you, is you're going to shine.
Yeah. So this is a really important question. Did you know how to play volleyball? Or were you faking that?
I knew nothing about playing volleyball.
I was right.
I would bet my last dollar she's never played volleyball before.
Never in my life. And right here, bruised and so painful. And like I said on Pete's show, my hat's off to all volleyball players, because it's really rough.
And what about your rollerblading? What about your rollerblading skills?
Well, I could rollerblade, but actually Jason's a really good skater. So he helped me
he
a lot.
He did help you. I love that montage with you guys skating down the path, and he's like holding your waist and helping you skate. It was so cute. But we did have an issue with the outfit. What happened? How did that outfit make it to the screen?
Well, I don't want to insult anybody, but I didn't have a say.
What did you think when you walked into your trailer and saw that hanging there?
I might have been a little horrified. But again, you're a guest star. You don't really Really,
we have to say Tori isn't here, but that was her favorite outfit.
She
she's not kidding.
Loved it.
Of oh, that really? Whole episode.
And Amy and I were like, uh-uh. No.
I was like, what?
Maybe, so maybe for us, Amy, it was just like the usage of too many pads, like elbow
black,
pads.
Black, white, black, white, black,
knee
white.
Knee pads,
I
ankle pads.
I didn't complain about the pads. I said, Jason's not wearing any.
Nothing.
Any at all.
Why do I? You look like a fragile little thing they didn't want to hurt.
I will say, even though I had a strong dislike for Brooke, I was so done with her, but you rock a short haircut like nobody. That was
thank you.
Yeah.
It's so sweet of you to say. I did love that haircut.
And was that just a style that you had? And it was because it was a bold haircut even back then.
I was fired from a job called Homefront. And it broke my heart into a quadrillion pieces. And I went and I just cut all my hair off. That's why that happened.
Oh my gosh.
A bad boyfriend and then cutting your hair.
You had like a Britney moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I did. Well, not quite.
Almost, yeah.
I didn't do
go too tight. Oh my gosh. You were, it was like a little love triangle between Steve and Brooke and Jason. So I'm just really curious, who did you think Brooke should have been paired up with?
Well, I think Jason.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
I just think there was a lot of appeal, and I didn't really do many scenes with, I think he would just liked me, but I didn't do a lot of scenes with him.
With
so all my scenes were with Jason.
Steve. Yeah. Steve was just kind of chasing you around and playing volleyball with you no shirt on.
Yeah, well, that's always nice.
And those and those shorts that would make anyone a little nervous. But you had those. You did even though the relationship had so much friction, you had some excellent kissing scenes.
Yes, yes. We want to know.
That's pretty much all I did.
How was the kissing?
Well, it was a lot of fun. What can I say? It's Jason Priestley.
He's a good kisser. Yeah.
Very good kisser.
Across the board. That's what we hear.
What?
Yeah. I called it aggressive. I called it aggressive kisser, but Ian corrected me in saying it's passionate, but it is. He's very face grabby and very
like head on the bat. Yeah. He's,
I have to watch this again.
It's really good. It was the Mustang. You also got some spicy scenes in the Mustang.
I did. That was fun.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Wait, one question. Why were you laying flat in the Mustang? There was a scene where you and Brandon roll up to the beach club and you're literally reclined. Like,
I have no
idea. Weirdly reclined. He's up here and you're way back here.
That's so weird. I'm going to watch it because I don't know. I don't remember.
I think maybe the seat was broken or something. I don't know.
That's too funny. That is so funny. It's so true.
Hilarious.
I love hearing about it because Brooke was interesting because she's a real standout. You know, even this many years later, I remembered her from the first couple times I watched it. Remember it now. And she starts out strong and then you're like, God, this girl sucks. Did you go into it? Like, I just want to know a little bit about, like, because you had to make her likable, because otherwise, why is Brandon going to like her and Steve? Right. But then you had to, like, play it authentically of being
just such. It was really, really difficult. And like I said, I went into the producers and said, I want this job. I got this job. I want to play this part. It was so painful. In fact, the lines that I had to say were just so outlandish.
Gross. Yeah.
That when I would go home at night, I'd be really depressed. Like, this is awful. And
wow.
I wonder, looking back on it a little bit, if it could have been played a little lighter. I don't know.
I think it served a purpose. I think that it, you know, the show was so fortunate to do those kind of serious subject matters. And I think that this one needed to be done, of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Did you know that you're ranked 10th overall of Brandon's Greatest Lovers?
I didn't, but just 10th, not number one.
No, I'm going to give you a trophy.
You're talking to number one, Alex.
Amy is number one.
I'm number one.
Of course. I'm sorry.
No, I'll share it with you.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't even know there was like this ranking system until today.
This is new to me.
Yeah, Jenny was number one, Emily Valentine number four, Nikki fell in there somewhere. And yeah, I mean, you made the list.
Because there had to have been more than 10. There had to have been like 20, 30 people up for that, you know, top 10.
She was a standout. Brooke, you remember her.
Right.
Like as you're looking back on the series, you go, oh yeah, I remember that. But oof.
Yeah. Oof. Not pretty. And me going back when I did Pete's show, I did watch it a little bit. I don't remember the reclining seat, but.
Now you'll see it.
I was shocked at how hard she actually is. And mm-hmm. that would not go over today. Like I believe that if she was around my daughter, she'd be canceled in a second.
Yeah. Fascinating conversation. The difference between probably watching her then and watching her now, we're even more just disgusted.
Yeah, exactly. It's just.
Yeah. Watching totally it back is cringy. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. And it, that's why
he stuck with me though for a while.
Really? Really?
No, I mean, he stuck with me. Jason's character.
Oh, I understand. Of course.
He did. Cause you were so cute. What are you up to these days?
Just raising my daughter. She's actually a senior at CS Arts High School.
So you have a senior. That's so fun. That's senior. A great year. Just one?
Just one.
Okay.
How many do you have?
Three.
Three. And then what are their ages?
Oh gosh, 24, 19, and almost 16.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you look like you're 30.
I have a special filter on this camera.
No, you look amazing too, but I really was expecting the short hair. I don't know why.
I'm sorry. I guess I got to cut my hair.
Can you pull it up or something for her? Just like, you know, there she is.
Because that was the iconic
I like to
thing
hide.
Too. Other than Brooke being a terrible person, she did have the iconic hair.
I think in the series, Kelly cut a short pixie haircut just like that one.
Oh,
maybe
really?
You inspired that.
Maybe.
I think you did.
You know who inspired my haircut actually was when Julia Roberts cut all of her hair off and she was on the cover of Vogue or I don't know what magazine.
Was it when she was like Wendy? Remember she played Wendy?
It was in the 80s. So it was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, Julia Roberts inspires a lot of people. She's something.
Yeah, true, very true.
That's a good one to look up to.
Yeah, right?
Well, raising your daughters is the best job you could ever do. So
it really is. And I'll tell you, reality TV came in and I was watching an episode of Oprah mm-hmm. and she talked about eggs getting old. And I said, you know what? I'm not getting hired in Hollywood, so I'm going to have a baby. And that's what I did. And it sort of, I transitioned and I closed that chapter of my career. And then my chapter of raising my daughter, it's been the best thing I've ever done in my life. My best creation.
Of course. That's what I think too. What do you ever think about going back?
You know, I do consider it sometimes and I do miss it. I miss the work, but I don't know that I miss the business aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
The grind. I don't know if I would want to do that. I've just been so peaceful for so many years.
Oh yeah.
Hiding in Pasadena, you know.
It's very peaceful in Pasadena, people.
It is.
Yeah, but I can tell you have a very serene energy about you. And it must be attributed to not being an actress anymore.
Exactly. No being neurotic, no worrying about aging. Mm-hmm. Except today. It's like, oh my God, I'm 30 years older.
I know. It happens. It does. You can't stop what's coming.
No, that's very true. Very true.
You got to enjoy every moment because I don't know how old you are, but I'm coming up on a milestone birthday and it can be very intimidating.
Yes, I'm coming up on a big milestone myself.
Which, this one?
I'm not mentioning.
Okay. I didn't want to say it out loud.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is this yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's what we're talking about.
I'm a few years ahead of you.
All right. Okay. Well, age is just a number. I mean, come on.
This is so true. We're forever young.
Do you miss, you know, like being in front of the camera and acting? Like, do you feel like?
Sure.
I know because I've done the same thing that you're talking about. When my daughters were young, I left the business for 2 years and just moved out of town. And I told everybody I was retiring.
Where you moved to?
I moved up by Santa Barbara.
Oh, nice.
And I told my manager, I'm retiring. I don't ever want to hear from you again. And, and then, I don't know, something changed and I got lured back to LA, probably because I needed to make money.
Right.
But I can relate to giving up your career, maybe your dreams that you used to have, or maybe they've just pivoted a little and now your dreams are to be the best mom that you can be.
Yeah, it is the best job ever. It really is. Hardest.
Hardest.
Yes. Most painful.
Oh.
But it's good. And my daughter wants to be an actress.
Oh, so
she's
okay.
She's graduating from an art school and we'll see what happens there. But she is so much better than me.
Doesn't that get you? My kids are all smarter than me, prettier than me, and better than me in every way.
And that's what we want.
It's good. I'm proud of that. Like, I'm like, I'm doing good then.
I think so too.
Yeah. That's so awesome. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. I know the fans are going to go crazy when they see you and they're going to be like, they're going to love you. They're going to hate you. You never know.
Well, any attention is good attention, right? In Hollywood.
That's right. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Well, it was so nice to talk with you after so long. I remember you were very serious about your work on that show. And I remember that I thought you were really, really, I mean, still do, a really, really good actress.
Oh, thank you.
I enjoy your work over the years.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. All right. You have a great weekend, I guess, coming up.
I know, you too.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Mwah. Take care.
Bye.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.